God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Let me tell you something. The Lord had shown me somebody following you from 2017. Have you noticed it's a repeating cycle in your life? Every year, you are dealing with the same thing. It's time to ask yourself, why is it a repeating cycle? Why is it I am battling with the same thing? My finances are the same way. My life is the same way. I'm growing, but I'm growing slowly. I'm maturing, but I'm maturing slowly. Today is the end of it. I need to give you an instruction because it seems like something is following you. Even if you look at your life, you can see it. This year, nobody, whoever is coming to follow you, it must end. Whatever is coming to follow you from last year, this is about to be a season that it must end. For the Lord had shown me it. For when I was in a dream, I began to see a shadow behind you. And I said, Lord, what does this mean? He said that there is something that must break off of you that has been following you. There is something that must break off of you that has been hindering you. See, it's something that you are dealing with. It seems like you are going through a battle. And the only reason you are going through a battle is because you are a leader. See, if you were not a leader, you can follow somebody who has already created a path, who has already created a route. But this season, you are creating your own path. See, it would be easy if you were following in someone's footsteps, because the person you would be following has already cleared the path. But for you, it's like you have to clear the path. And the Lord spoke to me that whoever has been following you, whoever has been trying to stop you from clearing your path, whoever has been trying to push things in your way, whoever has been trying to limit you ever since the beginning of this year, we've only been in this year for a short time, but you cannot enter into February dealing with this. Because I see if you continue to enter into February, I see if you continue enter into the rest of the year with this, it will not break off. And you will have to wait until next year to break this. I'm telling you like never before, this is about to begin to be a time, this day, this season, this time, before we are entering into next week, you need to break this off of you. You need to do a serious prayer, and I am going to tell you something that you need to do. You will begin to pray and you will begin to fast, for the Bible says only certain things can come by prayer and fasting. Only certain things. See, the enemy is afraid of what you can do and what is in you. So today I'm telling you, we are going to join forces. You are going to step out. And whatever has been following you, it's a time for it to be broken. It's a time for it to end. It's a time for it to be cut off. I don't know what has been following you, but I see today you are going to cut off the hand of the enemy. You are going to cut off the hand of the enemy. If the enemy comes to fight you, you will cut off the hand of the enemy. For the Bible says you will take your foot and you shall step on the neck of your enemy. And I shall let your soles of your feet tread upon scorpions and upon your enemies. Today I am telling you, wherever your feet shall go, you shall tread upon your enemies. If they choose to follow you, they can't follow you. Your enemy has been following you. And I'm telling you, if you don't believe me and right now, I'm telling you it won't work for you. But I need you to step out in faith. I need you to move in faith. I need you to fight the good fight of faith. To fight the good fight of faith. Today, as you are fighting that step of faith, I see God about to deliver you. Whoever that person is that you know who has been following you, today is about to end. Step out right now. Step out. Step out. There are only 30 people that I know. The first 30 people are going to send you something in your email. And you are going to see that is going to begin to show and reveal that person who has been following you. And no longer shall you be tormented. By the time we enter February, you are going to see a shift. You are going to see a financial break. You are going to see your destiny come to pass. Are you going to step, or are you going to stay where you are? Are you going to be in the same position for the rest of your life? Are you going to step out? I'm waiting to see your name so I can agree with you. Step right now. God bless you.